You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The modern day Mr. Rogers.
Please won't you be my neighbor.
This is Ace and Friends.
Fun, funny, and fast.
I still sound rough, don't I?
You do, you've been coughing. Listen,
yeah. I just woke up this morning like this. Struggling. And I don't feel bad. It's all like that, whatever it is in your my sinuses and my throat and everything. Mm-hmm. Throat hurts. Nostrils feel all flared or whatever. That's probably not a good description of what I've got, but yeah. You know, you get the idea of how I feel. Like, you know, you don't feel bad, but you have this weird thing and you're going in your head. I guess I got it from Dax, who's kind of experiencing his first little bout of illness in his life after 13 months, which is that's pretty good. You can go 13 months before you get a little cold or something. So
they're coughing in your face.
And he's coughing and sneezing at the same time and like shooting pacifiers across the room and all at once. Then he thinks that's funny. It's snot's dripping out of his nose, off his chin. Oh, the joys of parenthood. While being an old guy.
You want some expired Mucinex?
No, I'm good, Rob. Thanks. Okay. I'd rather just give my baby non-expired Mucinex.
I got plenty.
How expired is expired?
August 2023. Expired.
No, that's a little bit too expired. That's coming up on a year.
Maybe.
Yeah, if it's close, I'll take a chance on
that. Oh, sure. If an Advil is expired, I'm like, well... So what? I'm taking that Advil.
I'll probably go ahead and take two just to make sure that, you know.
Yeah.
I figured all it's done, expired Advil, it just means it's not as
potent.
Yeah, there you go. The strength has been lessened. So I'll double up and take two of those.
Yeah.
We got to use this ibuprofen in here before October, though.
There's a lot of ibuprofen left. So now you're saying, Rob, we should all just start taking 3 or 4 ibuprofen a day just as a precautionary measure.
I mean, yeah, it's a anti-inflammatory. It's good for you.
Yeah, we can't afford to be wasting stuff. So I just start taking 3 or 4 a day when I come in just to kind of, you know, maybe make the swelling in my knees go down or whatever.
Sure.
I don't have swelling in my knees, but no, that's what you do. Maybe old people do. They just take tons of medicine just as a precautionary measure.
Maybe it'll counteract the damage that your heart is having from those energy drinks.
Yeah, I got to get – I really am – Rob, I had this thought the other day. I should give up drinking, period, and energy drinks.
You should pick one of those at a time.
Stagger them.
Yeah, maybe, might be a lot at one time. Yeah.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Right, we got a lot going on today when it comes to Ace and Friends. But there is a war about to be waged on men if this woman has her way. And men need to be aware because women are coming for us. Coming up next.
This is Ace and Friends. The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
It's the Battle of the Sexes 2024 about to take place. There's a woman who is prepared to wage war on all men.
People are talking about this issue and it is affecting so many people, so it's time I break my silence. Men's bare feet should be as policed as women's nipples, if not more. Because I am sick of going outside and seeing men clomping about town without a care in the world in their flip-flops and sandals, their disgusting toes sticking out for the whole world to see. Makes me sick. Put it inside a sock, inside a shoe forever. That is the price you pay as a man. Sorry, but your feet should not get to breathe. We should not have to be subjected to that.
I've been seeing a lot of that kind of content lately, like women just freaking out, like, oh, it's so disgusting.
There are a lot of guys who don't take care of their feet as well as they should. And I think that's part of the problem. Also, men's feet, and I'm not a foot person, but men's feet aren't as, just in general, men in general, are not as attractive as women.
No.
So you don't hear of women being attracted to men's feet.
No, it never happens.
Never.
The foot freak people are always guys.
Always guys.
But I would love to meet just one woman that's like,
oh. When you just one woman that's like, I'm totally get so excited when I see his feet.
Yeah, I think that would be the funniest thing ever. But so, I get it. Like, men's feet are kind of gross, but like, they're now like getting angry about it.
So I can easily see where when you're dealing with, you know, every guy you see or almost every guy you see, their feet aren't as well kept as they should be, or their feet are hairy, whatever the case may be. You just, it's not as sweet and cute as a woman's feet.
Yeah.
I found there's a woman online that says she has a strong foot fetish.
Really?
Yeah.
A younger woman?
I'll tell you what, her profile picture is just her feet. So clearly she's just, you know, she's into everybody's feet.
Because if I could make money selling, you know, pictures of my feet, like in gravy and stuff, I would do that.
Why don't we jump to in gravy?
Whatever you do, I mean, because they say the people online that sell the pictures of their feet, that they're always like in mashed potatoes or in gravy or something like that.
I think you have to do one of those things where it's like you put the phone on the ground and pretend like you're stepping on it. The weird men are really into that.
Well, yes, but nobody wants to see the bottom of my feet because they don't look good.
Yeah. Ugh.
Well, I can't help you no more.
I appreciate the idea, though, Rob. Thank you.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
We've got to get more details because one of the biggest movies in the history of movies is about to be released. And it's a big deal for our technique, Rob. But is it as big a deal for his girlfriend? You know, they have a weird relationship. We'll get into the details next. Hang on.
This is Ace and Friends. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
A minute ago, we were talking about feet. This woman that wants to take it for men to keep their feet covered up at all times. Are there people we've spoken to in the past that you remember? Or who are they, I guess, is a better question. Because I always think we have these feet conversations a long time ago when I first found out about, you know, the feet places online, everything. We talked to a woman, I'll never forget her. She said that she was being paid to take pictures of her feet in heels or different open-toed shoes, revving a car engine. That she had also done some stuff like it's like stepping in birthday cakes, and that's where I get the reference to mashed potatoes all the time. But the vast majority were, she would sit in a car and set up the phone, the camera or whatever, and film herself pressing the accelerator so you could see her foot and her calf. That's all you could see, knee down.
For the car guys.
And that she got paid for that. It was, and a lot of it was the car guys. A lot of it was the combination of her feet with the sound of the revving engine. But a lot of it was guys that liked to see her calves work in conjunction with her feet.
Oh.
Which is weird. But I've never forgotten that person.
Yeah, that's not something you forget.
I think about that person anytime feet come up. It's like, yeah. I wonder whatever happened to that lady who told us about that story.
Oh. Did she make money? Yeah. Made significant
she
amount
said,
of money?
I don't know how much, but she said she made good money doing it. She made a decent amount of money. She's not as if I'm working very hard.
Yeah, I guess work smarter, not harder. You
know, 30, 45 minutes a day, take some new pictures in the car with different shoes on or something.
And she was wearing shoes?
You're done. Yeah, she said usually she's wearing open-toed shoes. They had to be open-toed shoes or shoes that show off her feet and her calves.
That is so weird.
So she wore shorts or a dress all the time. It's very weird. But it's one of those people we've talked to before that I will always remember that person. Hmm. I don't know her name or anything. I just remember that person. Is there one that we've talked to before, Riggins, that stands out to you? Or Rob, is there one that stands out to you, that somebody we talked to on this show that you're like, I'll never forget that person?
Yeah, that woman, I don't want to call her crazy, but she was saying a lot of crazy things, and then she ended up going, Ace, man, chill out.
Oh, I forgot about her.
We talked to her a couple times, I think, and I don't even remember why, but that was sort of the last real character I remember that we had on the show.
Her name was Karen.
That's right. Is that it?
Karen?
Yeah, Karen. She was from Lawndale, North Carolina, I believe. Yeah, and I was like, hey, like, I don't know what I got aggravated with her about one day. She told me, hey, you chill out, man.
Ace, man, chill out. And she was talking about, like, the kings and the aces and yeah. It was sort of incoherent, but just sort of you sit back and just listen to her ramble was entertaining.
But it's proof even crazy people can be right, because I could stand to chill out every now and then.
Yeah, well, true.
Follow Ace and Friends on all social media platforms at Ace Cannon Media. More Ace and Friends coming up. Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Ace and Friends.
I am not endorsing what I'm about to tell you. It is genius. However, some would say evil genius. There is a woman who is at an age where, you know, people she knows getting married. So you go to a lot of weddings.
Sure.
Which can be expensive. You got to have a dress. Sometimes there's travel, you know, a hotel, all those types of things. And a gift. So she has a solution for the gift. She goes to Target and gets a gift card. Doesn't put any money on it. Writes on the back of the gift card, $100. And puts that in the card that she buys for them at Target, the wedding card. So the gift card is in the wedding card. She writes $100 on it. That way when they open their gift, oh, she gave us a Target gift card to get stuff for our house. She gives $100 at Target. That's great. Then when they go to the store and they try to use it, they assume it's the store's fault.
Yeah. And that's it?
Yeah.
Kind of it.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's awful.
She said she's done it about 10 times, and only once did the bride call her and ask her about it. She said in that case, she ran right out and got her a new card and sent it to her.
Not nice.
So of 10 gift cards, 10 wedding gifts, she's only spent $100. And she gypped the other 9 people whose wedding she attended.
That's sad.
Now,
what kind of friend are you?
Yeah, she shared it like saying, hey, I'm a genius. Steal my idea.
You're a genius? No, you're just a bad friend.
I think you're not a good person.
No, I'd prefer you not get me anything if that's the case. You know, obviously.
Yeah, if you were to find out, I would feel like, or I guess I'm such a burden to you, inviting you to my wedding. Not that it would be a big deal. I never worry about gifts that much. But it's like, it would make me feel bad about myself. Like, oh, man, you make me feel bad like I'm not important enough or something.
Yeah, that's a weird flex.
Okay. So I thought it made her a bad person. She's sharing it as if to say, like I said, I'm a genius.
Okay.
Rob?
Oh, it's not okay.
No. Is it okay, good, good.
Yeah, well, the way you say that makes me think you thought I wouldn't say that.
No, I just am curious. I feel you didn't speak right up, and so it made me concerned that you might have thought it was an okay thing to do.
Okay.
Right. No, Rob doesn't seem like the type. Rob would just not come to your wedding.
Avoid sending you anything.
Which I would prefer.
And then if they said something, I'd be like, oh, I guess it got lost. I'll get you a new one, I guess.
Yeah.
Then would you get a new one? Or they have to call you twice. Hey, must have got lost again. I don't know
that I could do that twice, but I'd give it a shot.
We came here to have a good
This is Ace and Friends. Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
My mom never had an Alexa. My dad died like 12, almost 13 years ago. So he never had anything like that. And my mom just died a year and a half ago, and she never had anything like an Alexa. Didn't want it, didn't like the idea of having this thing in her house that was observing everything at all times, that kind of stuff. But Riggins, your parents have Alexa.
Yeah.
Rob, does your mom have one?
Yes.
Okay. Is this what it's like when they need something?
Okay, Google. I'm looking for the movie that Bruce Willis played in that was connected to Glass and Unbreakable, where he came in at the end and visited the character in the jail cell, and the character could change into different characters, and Bruce Willis came in the end and visited him in the cell. What movie was that? It was connected with Unbreakable. Uh-oh.
You can't be putting paragraphs in the thing.
On the website screenrant.com, they say, Split is a secret sequel to Unbreakable that cleverly connects the two movies.
And it got it right.
And it still
Dang,
got
I love
it.
That. Now, so you know that mom's probably like, oh I can't do it?
Now, yeah. She talked for 22 seconds. God, that was a 22-second explanation of what she was going for with that movie. And it did find the right movie.
It knew and in an instant.
But that is hilarious the way she explains it to Alexa. Hey. Is that what it sounds like when your parents do it, Riggins?
They're not that bad. Yeah. I mean, but it's sort of more off the wall questions like I don't know. Who was it the other day?
The other day you came in and you said that you were sitting there and all of a sudden your dad just yelled at it. Is Sheila E. alive?
Is Sheila E. alive? Still alive? I was like, what did I just walk into? Because I guarantee you my mom doesn't know who Sheila E. is, but. Yeah, like it's the most bizarre questions. Like, are the original members of what the hell Air Supply still in the band? Yeah. You know, they're better than that woman, but that's crazy. That is crazy.
So their questions are better. They're phrased better. They're more concise. There are just a lot more questions, and they're more unusual.
Yeah.
Are a lot of them about music and TV?
A lot of music and celebrity stuff. Like, is this person still around? What's their last big movie? But they love it. Yeah. They love it. They talk to her like she's part of the family.
Does your mom, Rob?
No, not really.
Okay. I'm just curious. The way Riggins has described his parents using Alexa is hilarious to me.
They even got a second one for outside because I gave them the first one and I was like, and you can also play music when you have people over. And that just like blew their minds how loud it would get because it sounds pretty good. So they got another one outside and my dad gets the Cubs scores, you know, if he's not watching the game. Yeah, he loves that thing.
It's a Cubs score.
Yeah, he loves it.
Play and then just go on like
play what was he listening to play the new song by the band Tuxedo. I'm like, all right let's do it.
This is Ace and Friends. Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
Is bougie a phrase that people still use very often? I don't hear it much.
Yeah, you don't hear it as often.
As if, you know, someone is being bougie. But I saw this yesterday on Reddit. Concept being your house key makes you bougie. As in, you are bougie if you do not have a house key. If you look at somebody's key ring and they do not have a house key on it, oh, they're bougie.
Oh, because you've got the...
Because that means you've got a code at your door to get in.
No, that's not what bougie means. They misunderstand the phrase then.
I have, when I bought the place where I live now, it has the code on the front door thing.
Yeah.
We also got a key. You know, so you have a key to the back door, to the just garage door.
Sure.
And I know when we first moved in, we'd been living there about a month. And my wife texts me, "You lock the door to the garage."
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm trying to be safe. I locked the door to the garage when I left the house. I locked all the doors. Well, nobody's going to get in the garage. So what does it matter? You have a key. I don't keep it with me.
Yeah.
Well, then why do you have
it? And I was like, well, that was my question. Then, Amanda, why do you have the key? I park in the garage. I don't need a key to the garage door. The garage door should be open all the time. The door into the kitchen should be open all the time. The garage door is what, you know, that's the barrier for her.
Yeah. Our house was the same way. Never locked that door.
I didn't think about it until then, but she was right. At my house growing up, when the garage door worked, for years our garage door didn't work. It was up for all the time for a very long time, maybe a decade. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, it was broken and it kind of hung on one side just a little bit out of kilter. So just like, leave it alone. Don't mess with goodness. It. Yeah. But that garage door, when the garage door worked, the door from the garage to the kitchen was never locked.
Yeah, no. So I would still carry a key, but I understand the frustration.
Yeah, because my concern is always, what if that thing malfunctions one day? Now I can't get in the house.
Yeah, as somebody who grew up with a broken garage door, you had a different life experience than she did.
And I don't have a loose pane in the laundry room that I can go and pop out and climb in through the window in there.
Yeah.
We had one of those. We had one that it got broken one time, and it was always kind of loose. So you could, if you needed to get in, you locked yourself out, you could pop that out, unlock the window, raise it up, and go in, slide in on top of the washing machine.
All right, I take it back. I don't think everybody in Louisiana is poor.
Thank you. We came here to have a good time.
This is Ace and Friends. Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends. Friends. Whether it's good or bad.
Hey, did you see that?
You're not.
Important or not.
Okay.
Don't.
Sorry.
This is the story you'll be talking about the rest of the day.
Because sometime today, if you're on social media at all, this person's name or likeness will pop up. The world has come to know her as the Hawk to a Girl. We're not going to get into how she became famous. You know the story. She currently has 1.9 million followers, I think, on Instagram or TikTok, one or the other. And literally, it just happened. She even had an account, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And now she just recently got paid $30,000 for a two-hour appearance?
Yeah.
$30,000 for a two-hour appearance. About a week after she became the talk of the internet, she'd sold $65,000 worth of merch. So I'm sure that number has continued to grow. But the reason you'll be talking about the story the rest of the day is that possibly her 15 minutes of fame are over. She really hasn't done anything else. And remember, that was just a moment. She said one funny thing that went viral.
Yeah.
So it's not as if she had created or was a content creator at the time.
Yeah.
Or had a plan. Something just happened that you can't imagine happening. Well, she was at the Rock the South Festival as she was brought out to announce Jelly Roll. And if you've seen the video, you know it was super uncomfortable. She said, you know, Jelly Roll. And not a single sound was made by the crowd.
Silence.
And then someone on the stage grabbed a mic and said, "Let's give it up for Haley." That's her real name. And even more silence.
Yeah. And I think it was in Cullman, Alabama, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm.
And, you know, the people in Cullman, Alabama, good people, they're like, "We don't play like that." Yeah. You know, that is not our sense of humor. And, yeah, you could have heard a pin drop.
That's uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, she also doesn't know how. I was talking to somebody about it. To hype up a crowd is a skill.
Is a skill.
And she thought, you know, I'll go out there, and not her fault. They were like, hey, do you mind going out there? Not her fault. But she doesn't have what it takes to hype up a crowd. Yeah. And it
there
was
obvious. There is an art to doing it. But among some of the quotes, I just got secondhand embarrassment so bad. Mm. And the crowd went mild.
Yeah.
And my favorite, she was June. This is July.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's how quickly this thing turned.
Yeah.
1.9 million Instagram users in less than Instagram followers in less than a month. And this is July, and her time may be up.
Yeah.
This is Ace and Friends. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
Seems like for the past couple of years, there's been a lot of talk about men's height. You know, the whole women want a guy over 6 feet who makes six figures, that kind of stuff.
6'5", blue eyes.
6 feet seems to be the line of demarcation for a lot of people. But we found a lady who likes to point out things aren't always as great as they seem when you date a quote-unquote big man.
Oh, I need a big boy. I like tall men, this. Yeah, it's all fun and games until you fall in love with a big man, and then you have his big-headed, long-legged, 99th percentile baby, and you're lugging around a 25-pound car seat in the July heat. Okay? And then the pediatrician tells you that you have to get jockstrap ick cream to put in your baby's neck rolls because he's got yeast. Oh, my God. You don't need a big man. You don't need a tall man. You need an appropriately sized one because this whole having a 99th percentile everything baby as a 5'4 woman is not what it's cracked up to be.
Jock itch cream for the neck rolls on the baby is something else.
We don't have it that bad, but
ugh.
I have a 13-month-old. He turned 13 months this week, and he is in the 99th percentile in height and the 97th percentile in weight. He weighed 26.8 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
This week when he went to the doctor.
Wow. Yeah, you got like an offensive lineman on your hands.
Yeah. And trust me, like go to a gym and just take a 25-pound weight and put it in your arm and then just walk around for an hour.
Yeah. That's what it's like.
And then occasionally let it kind of fall or let somebody walk by and kind of tug on it or pull it where you've got to adjust real fast.
Oh, my gosh.
See what that's like.
That's crazy.
Because it will exhaust you after a while.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the car seat thing, I get that. I was telling my friends over the weekend, the only thing about having a baby at my age, my advanced age, is it's been so long that you get so used to having had two kids before Dax. You know, my son is now 21, about to be 22, so there's a 20-year and change age gap between the two of them. Hey, get your stuff. Let's get the car.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh, I got to get this car seat. I got to put him in the car seat. Oh, I got to get a diaper bag. Changing diapers, all that stuff, being a baby, the time, not sleeping, all that, not a problem. These are the little things that exhaust me.
It's like the packing of the stuff to go anywhere.
There's always got to be stuff. You can never just get up and go. I can't just get up and go. I got to strap him in.
Yeah.
And he's got to have snacks. He's got to have a toy. Do we have a binky? Do we have the diapers in the diaper bag? Do we have the whole diaper bag?
Oh, my God. I don't know where you're complaining. It sounds fun.
I'm just trying to go buy some lottery tickets. I got to do all this, man.
This is Ace and Friends. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
So, possibly the biggest R-rated movie in history opens Thursday, right, Rob?
That's correct.
Okay, it's Deadpool. Is it Deadpool versus Wolverine or Deadpool
and Wolverine?
Wolverine. And it's going to be massive. They're expecting to make worldwide about $380 million this weekend alone, this coming weekend. Rob already has tickets. He bought tickets 2 months ago. And you are going with your girlfriend, Meredith.
Correct.
And she loves the movies, but not to the extent that you love the movies.
Yes. Like as far as Marvel movies go, she likes Spider-Man. She watched all the Ant-Man movies with me and then the Deadpool movies. There's not really many other ones that she's watched.
So when you go to the movies with her, this is a more important movie to you than it is to her.
Mm-hmm.
Is she a question asker during the movies?
Not really.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Because that would be annoying when a movie is very important to you and then someone is trying to talk to you. It's like, hey, can we stop talking and focus on what's happening in the movie?
Yeah. I can tell you something that I do when I go see a movie with her.
Meaning a movie that she enjoys?
Yeah. So she likes movies where there's some sort of mystery and what's going on.
Yeah.
And I always like to lean in and tell her what the mystery is going to be because I can figure it out usually before she can. And she always goes, just shut up.
You spoil it for her.
Why would you purposefully spoil her movie? That's her chance to enjoy the movie.
I don't have a good reason, to be honest with you.
Because it's fun. It's fun to do bad things.
I want her to be impressed that I could figure it out before the normal person would figure it out.
Yeah.
It doesn't impress her.
No, she probably finds it super annoying.
She certainly does.
How often are you usually right?
A majority of the time, yeah.
And Rob's a guy that will avoid the internet totally to avoid spoilers about a movie he's really excited to see.
You will sit there and purposefully spoil it for her just so she knows that you're smarter when it comes to the movie than her.
I like for her to know that, you know what, I figured it out before everybody else in this theater did.
That says something about your ego.
Yeah, for sure. I need people to know that I'm smart.
Yeah, it definitely means that you put your ego above her enjoyment of this thing that she's more interested in than you.
Like that movie Long Legs. We went and saw that, and I told her like who was going to be involved with it, and that it was right.
In a million years, I would not do that because you're here for her enjoyment.
Yeah, when I think about it now, it doesn't seem like a nice thing to do.
No, it does not.
Follow Ace and Friends on all social media platforms at Ace Cannon Media. More Ace and Friends coming up. Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
It's been a couple of weeks because we were off on vacation. So there's a lot of ground to make up. With my sister, live from Pineville, Louisiana. This is Paranormal Piper from Pineville.
Good morning.
Yes. Woo! All right, so let's cover a couple of things real quick. In the world of the paranormal, what is the latest with what you've got going on?
We're a three-member team, and one of our lead members who does our bookings is having a baby this coming Thursday.
Yeah.
Tuesday, this coming Tuesday. So we're kind of laying low on the paranormal stuff.
Right.
So we're probably going to do some stuff around here, like at the historical cemeteries.
Okay. Doing any readings or anything like that? How's it going with your online readings that you do in the tarot cards?
I've been
cards
doing
and stuff?
Some private readings. I'll be back. I will be on live tonight.
Okay.
Doing public readings. And it's $7 for a full reading. Questions are $2. And for a 12-month reading, it's $20.
Okay, so meaning questions, you just do a general reading and they can ask you a question about the reading you just did?
They just ask me a question about anything.
Oh, okay.
I don't answer any questions unless it's a private reading, I don't do anything about pregnancy, their health, or anything law related.
Okay.
I don't do anything like that live.
Okay, now I have a question. This is my sister, Paranormal Piper from Pineville, Louisiana. And plug your stuff. Gypsy Souls 779.
Yes.
The Gypsy Souls 779 tonight on TikTok. We've got about a minute here, but we can take a break and come back to get the rest this full answer. But people ask you legal advice.
Yes. Yes.
Like what? like give me an example real quick of what people are asking you about for legal advice.
Like, will I be able to maintain custody of my kids? Or am I gonna be spending time in jail, or am I gonna have to do like probation?
Oh my God, in heaven!
Ooh, that's heavy.
All right, more on this in a minute. Hang on.
Okay. This is Ace and Friends. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Ace and Friends.
Still on the phone with us from Pineville, Louisiana, in our childhood home. This is my sister, Paranormal Piper from Pineville. And we call her that because she does all kinds of things. Like, she does some paranormal stuff. Like ghost hunting, that kind of thing. But she also does readings. And we just found out that you're going to be live tonight on your TikTok. Right?
Yes.
At what time?
Yes. About 8:30 Central Time.
Okay, 8:30 Central Time.
Which would be 9:30 your time.
Gypsy Soul 779 and on TikTok. And she was just telling us a minute ago that people ask her when she's doing these public readings, like online, they ask her questions and pay her money to ask her questions. Legal stuff. Like, so you said things like, will I have to do jail time? And you can read a tarot card and tell them whether or not they're going to jail?
I can, but I don't like to do that because the way it works is the way things are looking right now with what I'm getting from energy and vibrations is what I tell them I'm seeing right now. However, between now and that court date, things can change.
Sure,
just
of course.
Just like I don't tell people, you know, if they ask me, okay, well, when am I going to pass on? I don't deal with anything dark like that in any way whatsoever.
I have a quick question.
Yes, Rob.
Is it because knowing your future makes it change? Is that specifically why you do it?
Yes.
Okay.
Because your path is, I mean, and you know, as it states in the Bible, Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the path I have laid for you. You know, your path has been laid out. The path that you're going to walk, has been laid for you. So it's not my job to mess with that path.
Yeah.
So that's why there are certain things I will not answer.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get in trouble with the big guy.
So you remember that, so if people knew they would act differently, which could alter their quote unquote path.
Yes.
That's how it works in movies.
That makes sense. Okay. What'd you say, Rob? That's how it works in movies.
I don't want to get in trouble with the big guy upstairs.
You know, butterfly effect.
So in 30 seconds, let's catch this update on one more thing. My nephew Jeremiah just turned 15. He's an Elvis. He's an ETA. Tribute Elvis tribute artist. How's that going?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Lord. He's got his next performance. He may have a what they call a pop-up performance tonight at Pedro's Mexican Restaurant.
Okay.
And then he is performing this coming Saturday for the Alexandria Mall's Back to School Bash.
Hell yeah.
Nothing says back to school like Elvis.
Oh, man.
Yeah. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4 nursing home gigs coming up.
I bet there's good money there. I bet he's hot on the nursing home gear. That's good money.
Oh my God. Look, we go just to visit. God bless them. They're so sweet. He can't go unless he's in Elvis clothes. Like if we go to see Marianne.
Yeah. Marianne's our stepmom who's in nursing home.
That's who they expect.
Yeah, you don't want to break the illusion.
Yeah.
Right.
So look, tonight. Pedro's Mexican Restaurant. Go to Pedro's Mexican Restaurant. You can have, you can have some fajitas and with a little side dish of Elvis doing pork salad, Annie.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. Wow. And he really is good. Hair dyed, the whole thing.
Available for bookings. We do travel. So.
There you go. They will travel.
You got it.
Send a message to your TikTok. What was it again? Gypsy Soul.
Soul 779.
There you go.
There you go. And check out my sister tonight live on TikTok. All right.
You got it.
Well,
I'll be it.
Go have a good day. I know you're still digging out stuff in the house. She texts me every day. Do you want this book I found of yours? No. Yes. No.
No.
All right. I'll talk to you later, Piper. Love you.
Love you too. Y'all have a good day.
It's my sister, Paranormal Piper from Pineville.
This is Ace and Friends. Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
ACE and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
What's wrong, Riggins? You seem to be I don't know if shell shocked is the proper term.
No, it's probably the proper term. Something else.
What is it about talking to my sister Piper a minute ago, Paranormal Piper from Pineville, that leaves you kind of like, wow, what is going on?
Anything I say is going to sound mean, and I don't want to be mean, but it's just a different world.
Let me phrase it this way. Yeah, it's different. It's an unusual scenario.
Yeah.
To think that there's someone who is into the paranormal doing tarot card readings and all that.
Yeah.
And also has a son who is an Elvis tribute artist.
Yeah, yeah.
It kind of seems like two interesting things. It's rare to find one or the other, but not both happening at one time.
Yeah, but there is like an invisible thread that runs through it all.
Which is?
This is where I'm going to be mean. I'd rather not say, but I think you know. That is just crazy.
Follow Ace and Friends on all social media platforms at Ace Cannon Media. More Ace and Friends coming up. Ace and Friends.
A good sense of humor is always at the top of the list of things women want from men when they're going out with them, when they're dating. Gotta have a good sense of humor. Good sense of humor, the ability to make her laugh, trumps looks, wealth, and all these surveys. It's always a good sense of humor is the first thing. But here's a woman who found a guy who, maybe this is the point where she knows there's not much future in this relationship
here. I went on a date last night, a second date, and we were kissing on my garden, and a dog barked, like a neighbor's dog. And I pulled away and I said, "Was that you?" And I don't think he understood. And he goes, "No." And then I pointed to his crotch and I said, "Was it him?" And I don't even think he got the joke.
She's funny. How does he not laugh at that?
I don't know that I would laugh either. And that would have been, I mean, I would get the joke, I think.
Oh, God.
That is weird.
It is weird, but in kind of a weird, funny way. Like, oh, okay, she's got a sense of humor. She's making jokes. That was good.
I'd laugh for the rest of the evening about that.
Really? Oh, I don't know that I would. Was it him? What is wrong with you?
That's a good little joke. We came here to have a good time. This is Ace and Friends. Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ Show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.